This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this second day of March. It's a Sunday morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of your weekend mornings. I wasn't here yesterday, but Sam was here, and Garrett and Noel. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all y'all out there by them Bison and Trillis Studios in Fayetteville.
leave the man's Bison alone.
Shout out to
Rick. If you want to have one or two Bison running around.
Running around between classic cars and all that stuff out there.
You know what I mean? Hey, don't talk about the man's Bison.
He is building, you know... what do they call those things? Instant cares or whatever, you know, the Medicare's. You gotta go into. I can't think of the name of it. I'm having a morning.
Yeah.
I can't come up with the names of these these locations. These medical facilities that you can go into at any hour of the day or night. I think he put one up down there for them folks in Fayetteville.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Ingratiating himself
people,
to the
people do that. You
to
know,
the area.
Folks do one. I think Michael Jordan did one in his hometown recently. You know, just was somewhere that people can go.
Who did we hear coming back?
That was a duet between Donny Hathaway and Roberta Flack,
who we lost this past week.
And back together again. It's kind of fitting for the three of us because we are back together again.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. So
yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
You had filling in for me yesterday, Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
Chapman.
Yeah.
Say his last name for those who don't know.
Yeah.
And Garrett being one of the producers here, but also. He's just is. I mean, he put the prep in preppy, right? And he embraces that look. He loves it.
Oh yeah.
And it's serving him well. But one of the things, and Garrett's also in his mid-20s, so we love having conversations with him about sports because it's that age perspective, the differences between the two. But one of the more funny things that I have heard from him, and only one other person who will die on this hill. Say that Wilt Chamberlain never scored 100 points.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well,
right? They prove it. And all this other stuff, you know. Without getting into
With all the other history that doesn't have, it wasn't video recorded and whatnot, they choose to pick on this. But, yeah. Right.
Well, I bring that up because today was the anniversary of it happening in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
In Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Who they and
where I've actually been.
You have?
I've been to Hershey. I've been to the place where he did it in the Hershey Park Arena.
Well, you're bearing the lead. You went to Hershey, Pennsylvania. Did you get some chocolate?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I didn't get a lot, but I mean, the you know, like,
You go to the factory, right?
Yeah. You know, well, you can get it anywhere.
Okay.
I mean,
factory / amusement park.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, amusement park.
They got an amusement park there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do they have a go-kart track?
Kind of. It's not really a go-kart track, but it's like.
But they got cars. It's controlled.
Yeah, it's like a little mini situation. It's like if World of Coke had like some rides.
Okay.
They kind of shoehorned in.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Because that's kind of like what it is. It's like World of Coke. You can get you like a obscenely giant sized chocolate bar or Reese's cup filled with all the chocolatey goodies you want. Eat it all and then jump on a ride and see if you can contain it all. It's just a fun time in Hershey Park.
Okay.
And 100 points were scored. Garrett,
100 points were scored.
100 points were scored.
Now, do you believe it happened?
I believe it happened.
I mean, I went to Hershey Park Arena. They have photos all in the place where they did back when this was years ago when I worked my brief stint working in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, which Hershey is like Decatur to Atlanta from Harrisburg. It's close by. And so, yeah, I remember going to the place. I mentioned Winston-Salem and smelling tobacco being cured at R.J. Reynolds in the nighttime. So there, you smell the chocolate in the air.
Oh, see, now
it's just a sweet smell of chocolate in the air. And the lampshades over the streetlights are Hershey's Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's the thing. Hotel Hershey, which I remember going to that.
Now, that sounds like a horror film.
Hotel Hershey is this huge, like, resort-like place.
Okay.
And they're known for their chef's college. You go there to, and so I went there once. I was sent there to do a story. This wasn't sports related. It's a news story.
Wow.
And so these chefs are finishing up their time studying, and they're doing these, they got these things out, big saws or whatnot, doing ice sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's one of the last things that they do. And so it was, everybody wants to recruit to their different hotels. These guys who've gone through, men and women, who've gone through this process at Hotel Hershey in Pennsylvania. It just has that reputation for producing these chefs that go out to these five-star hotels all over the country.
And that would be a big thing at a chef school is working with chocolate.
Yeah.
That'd be incredible.
Yeah.
So obviously.
Because you think about one of them things, you dip, what's the thing you have with, what's the thing you have with the chocolate?
The fondue fountain?
Yeah, one of them things where you just dip.
Oh, man. I never thought about going up there before.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Smell the chocolate in the air, man. Just walk through and smell it.
Well, I'm Hershey, Pennsylvania.
And I'm getting back to what Noel was talking about as far as the little amusement park and the things they got there.
Yeah.
And you can get that candy everywhere. It reminded me, if you ever go to Chicago, you go to a Water Tower place, which is right next to the Hancock Building,
mm-hmm.
and it got seven stories of shopping. But I think the second floor when you come at the escalator, well, it used to be. Forever was an FAO Schwartz.
Okay.
And they had it spelled out in the window, you know, from the ground. Remember you, back in the day when they used to buy speakers for your stereo and they were like 3-4 feet high?
Yeah.
Okay, so they got it spelled out literally almost 4 feet high of plastic. You know, it looks like glass, but it's plastic spelled out and it's filled with candy.
Really?
So they're like, you know, an F is spelled out and big empty F, and they fill it with all kinds of different candy, and that's how it's spelled out. And you just walk by there and you just reach your hand in there, pick out a piece of candy.
Wow.
So, just something to think about. Anyway, on this this Sunday morning, we're going to be talking to D-Led. He's up to Combine. We're going to find out how guys look running around in their shorts. And is there anybody that really paying attention to that's going to this thing anymore?
Oh, yeah. People are going to watch it.
I know there's people, but
the
team.
You hear a lot of talk about the people who don't participate.
They
go there because they're going to meet with the executives from the teams. They go and do the meetings and that type of thing, the interviews. They just don't work out. Some do. But, you know, some feel the need to do it. If you hadn't, my thing, and we'll get into it with D-Led, to me, I always get excited by the guys that we haven't seen. And who's up there that we haven't seen? If you go into a power conference school, all your games are on TV, and there's a network for your conference that breaks your plays down all week long leading up to the next game. So, I mean, it's nobody that hadn't been seen as far as that goes. But if somebody didn't play a bowl game or didn't make the playoffs, you had this extra time to prepare. You want to see what they show in that regard. But you got game film.
Right.
And it goes back to that. Because one thing they can't measure the combine is heart.
There you go. They should have that on a T-shirt or on a bumper sticker or something that they see
say that.
Right when everybody walks in there.
Yeah, well, they're not going to do that. But it's all done and dealer. We're going to talk with him about it in just a moment.
All right. Would you like to introduce the feature that we're about to jump into?
Yes, that we do this week. And we expect, you know, those of you listening at home, sometimes you may think of things that happen during the course of the week that either make you grind your teeth or either make put a smile on your face. We call it three cheers or three jeers. And last week I had jeers for the first time. But I have cheers this week. But I don't know if you want to start.
You go.
I go first.
Yeah, you go first.
Three cheers, and we mentioned it a little earlier. Georgia got the big win last night, basketball win over Texas. They beat Florida, beat third-ranked Florida. And that was – but they had a 26-point lead that almost evaporated. You're up by 26 points on a team on your home floor, but they found a way to win. And I think that's a big win for them as far as – solidifying themselves as a tournament team and staying on the right side of the bubble. So a cheer for that. A cheer for hockey last night at Ohio State. I am just a sucker for the stadium series as far as the NHL goes. It has reeled me in from the very beginning to see hockey played in a football or baseball stadium. It is just, you know, HDTV doesn't, you know, it wasn't snowing last night. The ones that they played where snow has been falling have just been classic.
Well, you're talking about the Winter Classic.
The Winter Classic. Well, stadium, I won't call it Winter Classic because they played one at Dodger Stadium years ago.
I understand, but, it's right after New Year's. But anyway, point taken. I'm talking about the one in New Year's where it's always snow.
Well, New Year's, it usually is. They're playing somewhere like Buffalo or somewhere and there's some snow falling. That just reels you in, right? Last night they're playing at Ohio State. 90,000 people. And, you know, it's the Blue Jackets against the Red Wings. Blue Jackets win it. And they, by the way, are chasing each other for a playoff spot. So he had that as a backdrop as well. But just to see that stadium that we're used to seeing for football filled with people for hockey, even the Ohio State band was out there playing. So, I mean, that was great. So, to me, hockey has had a great 2 weeks. They've had a tremendous 2 weeks when you think of what they did in lieu of an All-Star game and then to have 90,000 people attend. And then my final cheer is for all of us who say, football is over. We got no more football.
Do they say it just like that?
Yeah, they do. You know, tomorrow, well, they've already started down at the alma mater and got my hand over heart.
Yeah,
West Georgia started the spring football. Tomorrow, spring football will start at Kennesaw State, and Tuesday, spring football will start at Georgia State. So there will be footballs flying through the air in the state of Georgia for all you say, ain't no more football. And those are my three cheers. Who's next?
I go, but can I put a little stamp on something that you said? And
what's
I'm
that?
Sure there's people in my house saying, wondering the same thing. You kind of buried the lead with that Blue Jackets and Red Wings game that took place in Columbus. Those that watched the game noticed that every one of the Red Wings players went into that stadium in that game wearing maize and blue. From University of Michigan. they brought that look into that game.
They had
game.
To bring it with them.
Yep. So they wore the Michigan colors in that Columbus Stadium. So at the end of the day, they still won't shut up about the fact that, y'all got a national championship, but you didn't beat us this year. That's what they're saying.
Just a reminder.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 929 The Game, 929TheGame.com. You know what? One of mine has to do with the world of hockey, too, in the NHL. This is one of those, I don't remember what it was like because it was sort of a divided crowd, but as Barry Bonds reached Hank Aaron, there was, you know, the record was looked at with a skunk eye because of what we figured Barry was up to, but there's none of that going on right now with Alex Ovechkin. And he is 10 goals behind a record that nobody thought they'd see broken. Not only that, I bring up Ovechkin because he got a hat trick this past week. At 39 years old.
Whoa.
Got a hat trick.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he is 10. He got his, well, he's up to 884 right now. So he's 10 goals behind what was believed to be one of the more unbreakable records in the NHL. So that's one.
Mm-hmm.
These are all cheers.
Okay.
So that's one cheer. The other cheer is Matthew Stafford going to stay in L.A.
Okay.
I wanted to see him. You know, I was happy for him. I don't know why. I don't care. I didn't go to University of Georgia, so I didn't care about him coming out. But I just like the dude. You know, and I like the fact that he's a sneaky Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
Of the people that are going to go in that are currently playing, everything sort of starts with Aaron Rodgers. You can say what you will about him being with the Jets, but, you know, he's, you know, first ballot Hall of Famer. You always hear that with Aaron Rodgers. And there may be a few other people that are playing right now. But the fact that you have to go, oh, yeah, and Matthew Stafford's also a Hall of Famer. Or some will bring it up, some won't bring it up. But when you look at his career in total and getting the you-know-what knocked out of him all those years up in Detroit and still being a threat in any fourth quarter game.
Yep.
And now what he's done with L.A., you know, he did, and you rarely see that too. Teams make, in all the sports, they make all these moves in the offseason thinking that it's going to bring them a championship.
Yeah.
I've seen it twice, most recently. First, Tampa Bay did it with Tom Brady, but that was Tom Brady.
You're right.
You didn't expect, you know, Matthew Stafford to go in and do what Tom Brady did, but he kind of did, you know, with not the flash of it. And he didn't have a Gronk, but he had Cooper Kupp. And he had Aaron Donald on defense.
That was the thing that got him more.
You know what I mean?
Get him more. But here's the other thing, and I'm gonna use something you love to say, a graceful dismount. It sets the stage for a much more graceful dismount than Aaron Rodgers. But yes. End of career.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It does. And so that's the other thing that it does.
Here's my third one.
Mm-hmm.
And let me get to this. I just want to say, in the third year of the NFL Players Union's workplace survey, you know, the number of issues that they had, the players with the owners, has decreased. And you know, no more talking about rats and dirty water and shower bugs. Not as much as they used to. But here's why I'm bringing it up. The Falcons sit in third as far as overall, I don't know, likability, or the players are that impressed with the changes that the Falcons have made. Let me read what it says here. The Falcons overwhelmingly received high grades for their workplace conditions, including an overall improvement from the 25th most satisfied team to the third.
I think that's the combination of owner, coach, you know, team staff and facilities and all those things.
But even as they praised the spacious locker rooms and awarded the renovated space an A+, players hope the club can improve ventilation in the locker room, bathrooms to counter complaints of the present persistent bad odor. So they've still got a little bit of issues they're working on there.
Locker room, you know.
Exactly. How they go? This place ain't never gonna smell like, yeah. You know.
Hey.
Somewhere else.
How you gonna change that?
Tell you what. So listen, we got to get on out of here. We're gonna let Noelle tell her three cheers or jeers coming up, and casting call, which is coming up at the end of the hour. But we got D. Orlando Ledbetter from Combine. He will be joining us next, or he was there.
Yeah,
he'll join us next. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now that is some walk-on music.
Yeah, it is.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app on this Sunday morning. We welcome D. Orlando Ledbetter, who is back from the Combine. I never know what question to ask him first when it comes to this sort of conversation. Well, because what do we all say? We seeing these guys run around the way they do doesn't tell us anything as far as how they're going to perform once they get in a particular NFL uniform. So I guess what are the intangibles of some of these guys? Because as you say, you can't measure heart. What does D. Orlando Ledbetter look for when he's at the combine looking at certain players? Is it a way to look for heart? Is it looking at the players that you feel like are the most needs for the Falcons? What is it that you go into a combine looking for, D. Led?
Yeah, you want the running backs to run fast. You want the quarterbacks to throw accurately. You need the defensive backs to show mobility. It's a whole science to body movement and measurements that, you know, Tez Johnson, he's 154 pounds and he ran a 4.6. That's too little and too slow. You know, he's going to get his head knocked off in the NFL. So, you know, you want to see him run a little faster. Maybe he was hurt. Yeah, there are definitely things you learn to look for. You know, we learned all this from some of the old guys that Gil Brand, the Dallas Cowboys, started putting this stuff in computers so you're able to track it and compare it over time. So, you know, you might just think you're looking at a track meet, but NFL personnel guys are looking at, hey, you know, Ladd McConkey's running across the field catching the ball. But can he turn it up in a real game? And he was able to show at the combine last year he can catch it, and he can turn it up and make it plays like he did for the Chargers last year. So that's some football there for the people that want to see football. If you just want to see a track meet, then you could just call it a track meet.
You know what? He's dead on. I didn't think about this before because Ladd McConkey, to me, had a more productive season as far as being a weapon.
Oh, yeah.
While you thought Xavier Worthy was going to be that for Kansas City because he set the record right at the combine. But yet that deep threat never really materialized for Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes the way McConkey did for the Rams. Or Bill.
Chargers.
It was L.A. Yeah, I mean, my looking at that properly, it's not always the fastest time. It's those, you know, intangibles, which are really.
Well, Worthy had a pretty good year, and they used his speed on reverses and to set up other things. But, you know, when you know he's a 4.26, they're not just going to let him just run on top of the safety. So it opens up the defense and opened up a lot of underneath stuff for everybody else. So, you know, that was like with Julio, you know, when he came, that stretched the field for Matt Ryan to let him, you know, get to some a lot of the underneath stuff. So, yeah, the speed certainly you want slow guys, you want fast guys.
Spend the time with the Wait For .com hotline. He is just back from Indianapolis. He's D. Orlando Ledbetter from AJC, and he is social. You can always find him at DOrlandoAJC at DOrlandoAJC. Now, and you go there and you watch, you know, the players perform and do what they're going to do. But you're also there to find out some stuff. You also, you know, you guys have got your ears to the ground and you follow the different teams. And I know you follow, you know, the Falcons, who we understand no offensive-related coaches. I think everybody that went up there was on the defensive side. Tell us about what you were able to find out about what the Falcons were doing and maybe who some people they were paying some extra attention to.
Yeah, all the pass rushers and, you know, the offensive line coach, Dwayne Ledford, and his assistant coach were spotted. So that wasn't all the way true about no offensive coaches. They were interviewing some players informally on the offensive side of the ball. So, you know, we were able to find that out over the course of the week. But certainly defensive front, whenever you talked about what are they going to do, Coach Morris was like, hey, it's about the people, and it all starts up front. So you got to look at the tackles and the edge rushers. And how they're going to try to get some people in here to help them get after quarterbacks. They kept citing the Eagles and their Super Bowl performance of the defensive front. So he said, hey, whether it's the draft, free agency, or however they can get people in here, they got to address the defensive front to get after the folks and attack quarterbacks in a better fashion.
Seemed like this would be a year for the Falcons to stay where they are in the draft lineup, or maybe move down. Would it make that big of a difference? Understand, you know, with what's going to be available through the draft for defensive line.
Yeah, they're right outside the sweet spot where, you know, it's only 12 guys with first round grades. They want the best pass rushers in the draft. They got to trade up to go get Abdul Carter or Jalen Walker. Mikael Williams from Georgia might be there, but, you know, he had a lot of health issues, but could turn into a very good pro. So you could sit tight. But if, you know, you could trade back in amass picks also if you don't like, you know, what you're getting at 15 and you think the players from 20 to 60 are about the same, then you go back and get somebody at 28, 43, 40, 40, 50-something and try to get more people in here. So, you know, there's a couple different ways. He's mentioned trading back, but that means that if he's talking about trading back, he's really thinking about going forward. So, you know, draft, you know, this the Lions season in the NFL where they tell you stuff. That means they're thinking the total opposite. So you got, after years of experience, you kind of got like, okay, we'll just put this on the record. But when you do something else, we'll bring it back up. So that's what's going on right now. The biggest thing, they got to get under salary cap. They're over salary cap right now, and they got to be under by the 12th. Then they got to figure out what to do with Kirk Cousins, you know, and so forth moving forward. They keep saying he's the backup quarterback at $27.5 million.
I was going to ask you guys about this because I've been gone, D-Led, the last couple of weekends in and out, and I apologize if you were on talking about this, but you guys, what was the conversation about this whole news that Kirk Cousins came out with about being injured but not letting anybody know about it for those games?
Oh, no, they knew about it because they put him on the injury report. They put him after the Saints game, he got jacked up. They put him on the injury report, but it was one of those days where it was an estimated report. And then, you know, after he played pretty bad in Denver, we asked him, say, hey, are you okay? And he said, oh, no, it was just a clerical error. So we asked him about 6-7 times during the season on the record. He kept saying he was fine. And then the coaches kept saying that, you know, it was performance-based. They tried to play him hurt, and they tried to play around the fact that he was hurt. And, you know, they probably should have set him and didn't do it. And now they can't say that they knew about it because they didn't report the injury. So they don't want to get busted for, you know, faulty injury report again. So they got to stick to their story. And then Kirk comes out at the end of the season and says, hey, I was hurt. Because he's got to say I was hurt because people are saying, oh, he fell off. He's not, you know, he's all washed up. You know, he doesn't want to be called washed up quarterback. He wants another job. So he's got to say I was hurt. And now that begs the question as who knew he was hurt, who knew when, why he didn't say so. Right. And so he's got to say he was hurt. The team's got to say, we didn't know he was hurt. They don't want to get busted for injury reporting again. So it's a
situation. And then that Super Bowl, you kind of crashed and playing pickleball or something there, didn't you?
Yeah. It was the day after he did media. He went on NFL Network. And he didn't want to talk about it after his pickleball or ping pong tournament thing. And so, you know, we had his people told me to respect that he didn't want to talk. And I said, well, I absolutely cannot respect that. The fans in Atlanta need answers from him on when he was hurt, how he was hurt. We kind of saw how he was hurt. They missed a block on the sack. But, you know, why he was duplicitous in this deal to cover up the injury while the team's playoff hopes got shot down in flames. So at some point we'll perhaps get to that, but that wasn't the day apparently.
Folks, we're talking with D. Orlando Ledbetter. See it. Once again, he is social. You can find him at D. Orlando AJC. D. Led, there's certain things you always do at Super Bowl and also at the Combine. I saw you doing something with the Sports Task Force, NABJ. Talk about the importance of doing that and the fact that you're always there supporting that.
Yeah, no doubt. We try to get the all the African black sports writers and sports writers and broadcasters together at the Super Bowl and the NABJ, something that Bill Roden started, or I was invited to the first Super Bowl in San Diego in the 90s. And he said, if it's two black people in the press box, I better speak to each other and go break bread. So that's, we try to keep that tradition going, trying to help folks out as they get started in the industry, mm-hmm. and really let the young folks meet the old folks and let them know that, you know, whatever they're trying to do, we have their support. You know, we got some good young folks coming through. Kim Martin was there from ESPN, Josina Anderson, Chris Rim from ESPN, Tashart Reed, who's out in Vegas crushing it at the Athletic. He's getting ready to go to Yahoo Sports. So, yeah, just keeping that network alive and, you know, making sure folks know, you know, how to get sources, how to get CBA, how to do the salary cap. And just passing that on, because I know Bill Roden, Mike Wilbon, and Brian Burwell kind of passed it on to me and put me in charge as the first secretary of the Sports Task Force, you know, Ron Thomas over at Morehouse.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's good to look back and see them kids coming. We need more, but we got some. We're going to keep on trying to help each other out here.
Fantastic, fantastic. We're always great to get a little wrap-up of Combine from you. You've been there. Great. Some thoughts on the Falcons, what we may look to see in the coming weeks. And we appreciate you spending some time with us this Sunday morning.
Absolutely.
Sure, no problem, Greg and Sam. Thanks for having me, and you all have a great day.
Absolutely. Thank you, D. Led.
Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm.
Man, you know what we forgot to ask him?
What's that?
His favorite Roberta Flack song. Oh. I bet he got one.
Yeah.
I bet he got a Roberta Flack song. We're going to play some more Roberta Flack, Killing Me Softly. You know what? Can I just tag on something? I was going to ask D. Led if he had any thoughts on this division, mm-hmm. and the changing nature of it. Like, a lot people went into last season saying that this was the Falcons' division to lose, right? And then, you know, Baker Mayfield started drinking some kind of secret sauce later on. But is that sustainable? Do you see them coming back? Do you see whatever is going on in Charlotte, Bryce Young is finally, the lights are starting to come on there?
Yeah.
In other words, is this going to be a tougher division?
I think it does. I think, it has to. You know, it's been a kind of a doormat, you know, you think about in regards to the other conferences.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think it does take a step forward. The light going on with Bryce Young is going to make, you know, Carolina more competitive. Saints are the ones having the drop-off right now, just
right.
Try to figure out who the ham sandwich they are. But for us, you know, here in Atlanta, we just got to, you know, we got Michael Penix Jr. We only got a small sample size of him as a starter. Let's see what he does to get him off to a good start. And he's the guy. You know, your offense is set. Let's get those defensive players in.
Yeah, let's keep them from playing in Mexico City, too.
We got to do.
Keep them home games here. Traveling all over the world. Yeah, I ain't going no place. Anyway, up next, there is money flying through the air, and we're going to let you know how you can find it, even though it is very slow right now in the industry. It is still some opportunities out there in front of and behind the camera. I'm going to tell you about a conversation Mr. Crenshaw had with me this past week. Actually, it was more of a text he sent to me. It's Sam and Greg. On this Sunday morning, second day of March, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, second day of March. Rest in peace, Roberta Flack. By the way, today was the day of the 16th Grammy Awards. 16th Grammy Awards, right?
Okay.
Number 16 in 1974, and they awarded the Record of the Year to this song right here.
Oh, man. Okay.
Roberta Flack got Record of the Year for Killing Me Softly on this date in 74 at the Grammys. So I'll make sure we threw that in there. The timing was perfect. I see you put that picture of me up at Bucky's.
Yeah, man. want people to see, man. We always right. joke. And Jason Longshore
hit back. Yeah,
we knew it.
So it is up there right now. I took that for Sam on my way back from Alabama. Yeah, okay. I was going to put it up there, too. But also, if you go to Get Cast with Greg on X, you will see the latest casting call. And there's a number of job opportunities in front of the camera. Now, listen, y'all, when I print this stuff out, I am basically just kind of pulling off of what the casting directors are saying. It's their language. They've put together how they want this breakdown to sound to you guys. And so when I read certain things, sometimes I have to preface it with that so y'all don't think that's me adding to it. Case in point, the number one breakdown on this week's casting call for the week of March 3rd is from Rose Locke.
Okay.
Rose Locke has got a new project called The Good Daughter. It's from a book. I forgot the name of the woman who wrote the book. But anyway, The Good Daughter. And this is what Rose Locke Casting has said they are looking for this week. Men and women to portray redneck and hillbilly types. Now, I couldn't just say that, right?
Yeah.
So they said that. 18 years and over. Are you ready to embrace your inner hillbilly and showcase that call nobody no trailer, you know what I'm saying. But anyway, this is what they're looking for. Because, see, the industry is not trying to be politically correct.
Yeah.
They need what they need when they need it to represent a certain section of real life. And they ask for that the only way they know how, short of saying four-letter words and being really, really derogatory. But this is derogatory to a lot of people. But I'm just telling you what's out there. So, again, this is The Good Daughter, Rose Locke Casting, and you heard me earlier what they're looking for.
Yeah.
Those of you who are, like, country in your background. But also, now listen, I go from that to also DSL. This is an HBO limited series. They're looking for people to be a part of a cornhole party.
Party?
Yes. A cornhole party. These are words and phrases and conversations that our grandfathers never had.
I've heard of like cornhole competition or
there's a party that surrounds
tournament.
Yeah. Well, there's a obviously
people
this is
playing at tailgates before games.
Absolutely.
Right?
And it's a director selected role too for this one. So you'll see that under Rose Locke Casting, DSL, HBO limited series. Rose Locke's also doing DTF.
Okay.
St. Louis. Now, this is the one with Jason Bateman and David Harbour from Stranger Things. They need baseball fans.
Ah.
And it would be even better if you are a St. Louis Cardinals baseball fan.
Okay.
So that's what a need for that. Also need those of you, and this is what makes it a great country, those of you who either walk, jog, or ride a bicycle, they need you. You just walk up and down the street. You just jog a little bit around the park. Just get on your bicycle and ride. By the way, you get a bump for including your bicycle.
Oh.
You get a $15 bump for bringing your bike.
You bring your own bike,
You bring your own bike. And, again, this is Rose Locke Casting, but they need walkers, joggers, and bikers. You get paid for this sort of thing. There's a new pilot that Cab Casting is doing. There's a gala event going on. So your opportunity for you, if you were being a part of this, to pull out the tuxedo.
Okay.
Can you still fit in your tuxedo?
Yeah, man.
All right.
I haven't tried it on in a minute, but yeah.
Tuxedos or black suits for the men, gowns and formal dresses for the ladies. So you'll see this under Cab Casting, a new pilot series, and they are having a gala big ball event. They also need partygoers, Catrette Casting. There's a need for those of you hanging out on the lake and a big hospital scene being shot, and weekend dads.
Okay.
So you'll see all those in front of the camera jobs.
We got plenty of them around here.
Yeah, when you exactly. And when you get past those, film industry and voiceover info takes you into the behind-the-camera jobs, starting with behind-the-camera film industry and TV jobs. And I walk you through how to find those, starting at Georgia.org, the link to the Georgia Department of Labor for those of you who have minors in the family who want to get that certificate, a couple voiceover connections, Bill Seller in Atlanta Voiceover Studio, the list of the casting directors, all of that stuff is there. So any questions, greg.clarksonodyssey.com. And again, you can see this list up right now on Get Cast with Greg on X or 929thegame.com/castingcall. And you can see it there. Noel, if you have a second, and I know we cut you off because we got into this whole conversation about Gene Hackman and whatever. And again, if you weren't listening then, lost him this past week. I mean, Angie Stone, Roberta Flack, and Gene Hackman. Yeah. They say they go in threes. So we got into talking about Gene Hackman and the movies that you would take with you if you had to grab three or five or whatever. But if you had to grab three, I gave you my three. Have you thought of three Gene Hackman movies?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's easy for me. I mean, I'm probably going to put French Connection up there, Crimson Tide, mm-hmm. and Hoosiers. I mean, you don't get to this time of year not think about Hoosiers. This is March Madness, you know, tournament time, and you think about the underdog, the team that's not supposed to be there against the team everybody thinks is going to win.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see this story acted out next week in Macon. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Noel.
Yes.
I didn't hear the good morning earlier. I was closing the blinds so I could see you.
Oh, well, good morning.
I know you said thank you. That was for me only, Sam. That wasn't for you.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I needed one of them.
There you go.
Okay. I'll let you go wherever you want to go. You can give me Gene Hackman movies, or you can give me the also the Three Jeers and Three Cheers.
Yeah,
that
which
you
one?
Didn't get a chance
which
to.
One do you have?
Yes. Let's see. I have Three Cheers.
Okay. Three Cheers this week.
Let's see. We have the estate of Biggie Smalls being estimated at $150 million.
Whoa!
It looks like his mother may sell. So congratulations to her. She built it up, and now she gets to cash it out.
Does that sound low or high to you?
It sounds a little low, to
that's,
be honest.
Yeah, I was thinking that, too.
I don't know how much Bad Boy Entertainment plays into that, but it sounds a little lower than I would have thought. But then again, you only had the two albums, and you didn't have like 1,000 unreleased tracks like Tupac, so.
My question isn't so much the music. His likeness has been used since he's been gone on a regular basis.
No, it has, and that's what I'm saying. That's probably where majority of the money is coming from, because there wasn't that much music.
Okay.
Let's see. We have NFL drama at the Combine. That was fun.
That was.
And for
one thing in particular.
Okay, so yes, Ian Rappaport and Jordan Schultz got into it at in Indianapolis. Apparently, there's
couple
been
writers.
Some. Yeah. Yes, apparently there's been some NFL insiders. Apparently, there's been some back and forth between them and their information and what they've been reporting on the socials. And this must have been their first face-to-face run-in, or at least one where Jordan felt he had the upper hand, because he took the advantage to kind of. Son Ian Rappaport, if you will. Apparently, no coffee for Ian Rappaport at the Starbucks in Indianapolis.
Yikes.
Fun stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Apparently, he has the control due to family ties to deny access to coffee at the Starbucks. And Ian Rappaport was promptly denied, to which he stated to Rich Eisen on air, he had a very nice beverage at Dunkin'. So.
Oh.
This, I don't know if we'll ever get down to the nitty-gritty bottom of this, but this is a thing, a circulating story at the NFL Combine. And it's just some fun little drama that I found funny. And most people, because it's been on the Ian Rappaport show. It's been on Pat McAfee show, and it's been on the Combine show that Rich Eisen is hosting. And it has made the rounds in the sports entertainment world. So,
speaking of famous fights, today was the day that Keith Hernandez and Daryl Strawberry went at it at spring training.
Ooh.
I just want to throw that in there real quick. Yeah.
Ooh.
So, remember that? The reporters were all right there. Cameras were rolling.
Yep.
And Daryl Strawberry, he was getting ready to throw that first punch, and somebody grabbed him from behind. But they were going at it, man. I forgot what that nickname they gave themselves. But this is when that team was getting ready to really just blow up. Because they had already won the 86 World Series.
Yeah.
So by 89, they had had enough of each other. And Strawberry was getting ready to get shipped to L.A.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was. That it wound up being a mess, but at least they got the ring before it all blew up for them.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Shout out to them.
They made it.
And third, a little WWE drama as I wear my Dusty Rhodes shirt.
Okay.
Hard times, Daddy. Cody Rhodes sticks it to The Rock and Cena turns heel and joins The Rock. So, very interesting. I wasn't that interested in Dwayne Johnson returning to the WWE, because I feel that he is now Dwayne Johnson and not The Rock.
But he's got open door policy whenever he feels like it.
I mean, yes, you're not wrong there. Yes, and him coming back brings the eyes and all of that. But I just mean that's optics of playing The Rock. Like you're not that anymore. It's hard for me to fall back into it. But you know, you're pleasing more people than me, so go for it. But if you're gonna let Cody come and poo-poo all over the party, that I'm here for. So Rock and Cena are heels, and I guess they are trying to make the American nightmare the American dream. So, yes, those are my three cheers. Some WWE drama, scripted. NFL drama, unscripted. And rap. Rap in his 51st year is still showing how pivotal and influential it can be. Biggie's estate hits $150 million.
You know, I'd like to see where he is on that list, and thank you, Noel, because I'm going to bring this full circle and bring it around here. Because I have in front of me right now the list of the 2024 richest dead celebrities. All right? And he's not on this list. It's a list of the top, like, 12, 13. Whitney Houston's sitting at 13, literally at $13 million she made last year. Okay, number 12, Arnold Palmer at $14 million. James Brown came in at 11, at $15 million.
Okay.
The next two kind of surprised me, but coming in at number 10 was John Lennon at $17 million. But at number 9 was Matthew Perry. Okay. I'm obviously his likeness and maybe his movies, but I just didn't see
that Friends money is good.
But the Friends is that's an ensemble, and it's NBC. Is it NBC or one of those other networks own that? I'm not sure whatever his percentage is, but obviously there's something Friends related to it. But I just was surprised he's ahead of a Beatle. You know what I mean? Or one half of the greatest songwriting team of all time.
Yeah, and that shows you the power of those Friends reruns
in the
and
immediate.
What they were able to acquire in those deals as they got bigger and bigger. Because as much stuff as Matthew Perry did while he was, you know, on Friends, we all know he had issues that really derailed what his career really could have been. Like, we haven't really seen that much Matthew Perry in decades. So it has to be the Friends money. Like, that's why we ain't seen Lisa. That's why we only see Lisa Kudrow, like, every decade.
Yeah.
Well, for like a hot 2 minutes.
And he falls in that same category. He's like, until the craziness with the old man, that's why you never saw many of the Cosby kids.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Coming in at number 8. Charles Schulz.
Okay.
I can believe that.
He's at $30
million. I can see that.
Number 7, Bob Marley.
Okay.
$34
million. We jam on.
Number 6, and he's still going to keep climbing, but this is number 6 is Prince at $35
million. Oh.
I think that's low. But
I think so, too, to be honest. I mean.
Another. Well, his family's dealing, you know.
Yeah, with the job, I was about to say, yeah, because you open Presley Park, and I'm going to be there 3 times a year.
This one surprised me, too. At number 5, this is just from last year, Rick Ocasek, from The Cars. He's at $45
million. Really?
Unless he wrote a bunch of stuff for other people, I'm surprised at that one. Okay, so here's where it gets interesting. Number 4, Elvis.
Okay, yeah.
$50
million. Mm-hmm.
And the reason I bring this up is because of sitting. Now, Elvis was, like I said, he's number 4 at $50
million. Mm-hmm. Made last year, correct?
That's right, just last year. Number 3 I bring up because today would have been his birthday. Theodore Geisel. Y'all know who I'm talking about?
Dr. Seuss. Yeah,
Dr. Seuss.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Dr. Seuss.
You're a mean one.
Exactly. Made $75 million last year.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a Dr. Seuss book last year, so.
Number 2, now, why the numbers here, between 3 and number 2 is Freddie Mercury.
Wow. Bohemian Rhapsody did a number on his estate.
Yeah, man.
Dr. Seuss was $75
million. Yeah.
At number 2, Freddie, $250 million.
I knew it was going to be in the 2s, yeah.
And I think we can all guess who number 1 is. Michael.
Yeah.
$600 million.
Oh,
that's why you don't see them kids either.
You don't.
Seen Paris, Michael, Prince Michael, Blanket, nobody. Blanket. Catherine, nobody.
Michael made $600
million. Where is Blanket?
According to Forbes.
Where is Blanket anyway?
From last year.
We don't know.
Someone eating good. Kid. Wonder where that kid was, man.
They better have the best accountants in the world.
Man.
And I'm not being funny here. I'm curious about what the difference would be as far as what Michael is leaving, and we know he wrote everything and all that stuff. We know what his catalog is, versus what Tito's family gets. And we lost Tito last year, right? And what that number is. Again, I say that rhetorically. I don't know, but I just curious about that. But anyway, as you were talking about Biggie, will he ever end up in the top 15? Will Tupac ever end up in the top 15?
Well, I think if his mother, if Valletta Wallace actually sells his estate and put it in the hands of venture capitalists, it's going to boom. Because they know all the things to do with it, right? Then they're going to take it. I mean, you're not spending $150 million for nothing, right? You're going to take it, and you're gonna boom it. So I think it's going to take just their likeness getting into the right hands. Like, I think she did the most she could do with it independently to not have it taken over by somebody else, and you kind of get cut out of the deal or whatever. But once she sells it, I think you're going to see Biggie so much it's going to feel like 1996.
A couple other people that made some music celebrating a birthday today, and you wonder if they were to sell their catalog, what that would be like. Karen Carpenter, she's one. Chris Martin, when he's done with Coldplay and his solo career. But there's another one who's going to get a whole bunch of money if he decides to sell his. And happy 63rd birthday to John Bon Jovi. So there you go. Moving into the 9 o'clock hour, Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times. We got to talk about these Hawks and what's going on in the NBA. That is right around the corner at Sam and Greg with Noel on the other side of the glass. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.